I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, where the 2018 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com for the season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're along with the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Going to try and squeeze in some Brewers talk later this hour, right? Interesting decision by Craig Counsell to go with Johnny Holstaff for game one of this Cardinals series tonight.
He listens, but he doesn't listen.
We'll get into that a little later.
Just
right now,
to really listen to me. He hears me, but...
You sound like Wesley Snipes and White Men Can't Jump now. Like, you hear me, but you're not listening.
Right. Exactly.
Right now, though, one big wide open lane for you in Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers after that 31-17 loss to the Redskins yesterday. Only place you can get them off your chest to Sparky and the Packer Hall of Famer at 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057. FM the Fan. Let's go right out to those phones and Todd in the Falls. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What you got for us, Todd?
How come Sparky's the only one that can smell the flim-flam in the office today?
Because he's the smartest guy.
What's the flim-flam? What's the flim-flam you're referring to?
Every time this guy is on the news, he gets paid. He's loving it. And he could stop and wrap the quarterback up in the waist anytime he wants. But it's contract year. I'm looking for a defensive rusher that'll rush his whole career, not just in contract year. It's ridiculous what this guy is. This guy is just sucking this publicity up because he's going to get paid, and I hope it ain't by the Packers. Do you think they're going to pay him?
No.
Not if he's still looking for big bucks. If they can get him at a cut rate, yeah.
No, I think he'll end up probably out west in California.
So you're saying this is you're blaming Clay Matthews. You're saying he's...
Why? Where has this guy been since the Super Bowl? Why is it all of a sudden this year he's getting set? You could say maybe Pepin's defense, but why all of a sudden is he getting to the quarterback every game? Where has he been? And he ain't hurt yet. Isn't that a funny – why ain't he hurt yet?
I don't understand this guy
has been hurt his whole career in Green Bay, and he has been nothing since the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden this year – he's the biggest rusher in the NFL.
Thanks for the call.
It just bugs me, and I'm with
Don't let it bug you. Don't let it bug you, sir. Really, we got. Thanks for the phone. Don't let it bug you. You should be happy that a guy's playing good. I don't care what year it is. It's contract year. Oh, you're playing for a contract all the time. To me, they can always pay you. I mean, don't make it so personal. Yeah, just if you want to put it in context. The way Steve did, that's fine. But Steve also wanted him to do well so he can get to 12 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have, what, 3 already if they call it different?
But it's not like Clay Matthews is getting home to the quarterback a lot this year. He's gotten there.
Thank you.
He's gotten there 3 times. He's gotten there 3 times.
He's 5 rushing.
And he's got 3 rushing the passer penalties. Now, I will say this.
But he's not – I don't think he's running there saying, okay, I'm going to get fined. When he first did it, or I'm going to continue to do it, they're going to get fine. He just has to play the way the coaches told him to play.
I'll say this. I'm not alone in this, but I've been saying through the first 3 weeks of the season, other than those 3 times where Clay Matthews got to the quarterback and earned himself a roughing the passer penalty, where the hell has Clay Matthews been? I've been asking that throughout these first 3 weeks of the season. Yep. I was watching some stuff on Twitter from Matt Bowen, who does NFL matchup.
Right,
very good.
On ESPN.
That show should be in primetime.
Agreed.
Instead of getting buried in the middle of the night.
I agree. And Matt Bowen, much like Ben Fennell of The Athletic, who joins us every Friday at 2:48 here on the show.
Oh, Ben Fennell.
He's very good at breaking down game tape in a way that like a Sparky and I could understand. You know what? Leroy could understand football to the nth degree. Sparky and I, the layman who never played at that level, coached at that level, or dissected film at that level, we need it broken down to us in different terms. And Matt Bowen does a ridiculously good job of that. And he was showing some stuff that Mike Pettine is doing different with this defense from Dom Capers last year. And Clay Matthews is being asked, even though he's lining up at that edge rusher spot, he is being asked to drop into coverage a little bit more often than he has been in the past from that spot.
He's not good at that.
I know.
None of these linebackers.
I understand.
None of these linebackers are good at that. We haven't dove into this defense. This front seven.
I like that word.
This front seven, not very good. It's not very good. Wilkerson's done for the year. Okay, so what? You didn't have much consistency at all on the defensive line as far as getting pushed yesterday. As good as Mike Daniels was last week, he won the same player this week as he was last week. Didn't look the same to me. So this is the issue. The issue is you don't have a Khalil Mack who every week is coming and is going to do something. That player doesn't exist. He's just not there. Your middle linebackers, Blake Martinez, okay. Got nothing next to him. Nothing at all. Nick Perry on the other side, he's not doing anything, and now he's got a concussion, so don't even know if he'll even play this week. Clay Matthews, he just, you know, gets penalties and so forth. And then the rest of the defensive line, who's that guy? I mean, Kenny Clark once in a while shows up, but he's getting double-teamed consistently, as is Mike Daniels to that point. But you're not seeing the offensive line for their team cave back into the opposing quarterback. You saw that against Rodgers multiple times, Leroy.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about it. You're going to see – you remember the long run with Adrian Peterson, the long run?
Yep, that hit, on the right side.
So if you're like Kenny Clark had a chance to get him, then Big Dean Lowry had a chance to get him. Kyle – Fackrell was faced the other way.
I still don't know how he's on the team.
I know, but
said
he was faced
before.
The other way.
Shouldn't be on the team.
Dan Cantrell, Bryce comes up and misses him in the hole, and then is off and running. And he's pulling away from Alexander, who's a 4-4 guy.
He ran by him.
And you would think that on those particular plays, how did that hole get so big? So they've been containing inside the tackles for a while, but it just seems like on certain plays – the middle linebackers are giving you nothing. They're just not giving you anything.
Nope.
They're too small to be middle linebackers in a normal world. Martinez and the kid, 44. They're just
Morrison.
Too small. Yeah, they're too small to play in there. But if you have a guy like the secret weapon, he was a bigger, taller guy, 47. When he was in there, you know, Martinez come over top, make those tackles,
you know,
as he did.
Burks, until he got hurt again, when he was in there, he stepped in the hole and made a play. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
And then he got hurt again, like King. Can't stay healthy.
They're going to miss four starters.
If you feel like you're running up against an offensive line when it comes to your energy levels in life, Leroy Butler has that thing that'll help you break through.
Here's what you can increase. Now, I talked earlier about some of the symptoms of low T. Your energy, your strength, your stamina. If you're in the 40s, you know what I'm talking about. Your sex drive and libido. All that changes. It's all together. I went to Green Bay. I'll tell you what, in the last three or four days, I've been up there like seven times, back and forth.
What?
Back and forth. Yes. I had so many appearances, and now I'm going on a tour for Butler versus Bullying the rest of this month and all of October and part of November. That's a heavy schedule to keep up and still do the big show and still do everything with Spectrum. There's no way I could do that if it wasn't for mentality. Before that, Steve would tell you, and I old down there, down that dark hallway.
Yep, and the
I used to take me naps, man. I was tired.
He'd fall asleep on a Green and Gold Monday.
Yeah, I was tired. And then next, you know, who's the young lady down here when you go through on the right in the cell? She got a couch in her office. I used to stare at that couch and say, boy, if she ever leaves, I'm getting that key. I'm taking me a nap. I'm tired, man. But mentality has helped me. Matter of fact, let me give you some symptoms. If you have this depression, lack of energy, lowered libido, poor sleep, and you probably picked up a little bit of weight. You can get back in shape with mentality. Most doctors don't even test for it. You know, they just sit down and go over just the vitals, and they get you out of there. I would suggest taking you and your wife, take your wife over there with you. Let her go. Let a board certified physician say that for me, Rondo.
Board certified physician.
Just physician. I got the board certified.
Physician.
Yeah. Don't be. Don't try to be all smart. Dude.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for your help, though.
Mm-hmm.
Say pivotal for me.
Pivotal.
It's that word that you go. It is, guys. You know, some guys say, you know, I don't really need that. Well, you know what? The chart says different.
You don't know that.
Low T USA.
You a doctor? You don't know. Go get the test.
Go see one.
Go get the test.
It's a free consultation.
Go see a board certified physician.
And they take insurance to boot. Most places just want the cash. They want you to pay them. They take insurance. No problem. Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
More of your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about the Packers after a 31-17 loss.
Physician.
To the Redskins, 414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
I can do that.
Rolls right along right after this. It is an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the one and only, and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers after the 31-17 loss to the Redskins yesterday? Get them off your chest here at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Why Sparky says Craig Counsell is listening to him but not hearing him. That's coming up with a little Brewers talk coming up at 5:35. Let's get out to your calls, though, on the Packers at 414-799-1250. Mike in Franklin, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Rami.
It is.
Couple of things I'm really concerned about. One, the defense. I just don't see any difference between this defense and Dom Capers' defense. They're still missing tackles. They made Adrian Peterson look like he's 22 out there. Still giving up the deep pass, so I don't know. Maybe Leap 36 can chest and let him net. And secondly, a big concern to me is all the drop passes by the receivers. Yes, Rodgers is hobbled. Yes, some of the balls were underthrown. But you got to make those plays, especially if he's pretty much hobbled out there with a messed up knee, now maybe a hamstring. So those are my two biggest points of contention. I'll shut up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the phone call. And that, those are two big issues because you would – I mean, we've talked about this in the past. You know, Don Capers' defense giving up explosion plays. Those are the ones that you get heartburn and you – take all the Pepto you want. It just don't go away. So you would see these on film. So you, okay, let's just sit in the film room. Let's take everybody right now in the film room. We're in the film room, okay? And we're going to put up the 75-yard touchdown that, you know, against Minnesota. We're going to all digest it. Okay, this should not happen again. Oh, well, guess what?
It happened.
And it was a wide receiver. That I don't know how good Richardson is. I'm not going to doubt him.
I thought he was going to be better than he ended up being.
Bless his family.
Former Seahawk.
Yeah, one catch, Steve.
I know.
48-yard touchdown. Those are the things that people say, and I think the Packers should really say, you know, that's fair for people to criticize. Yeah, I mean, if you're giving up, I'm not a good math major, but you're getting up on 20 points in three straight games, it's fair to say it's not a Super Bowl defense, but it doesn't have to be. I went back and charted every explosion play, okay, for three games. If you cut them in half, you're the number seven defense. Just cut them in half. If you stop them all, you're the number three defense. Now, the number one defense you just played in Washington, they're, you know, across the board. So when you talk about defenses, it's the big plays. If you eliminate the big plays, if make offenses take three to four downs if they want to go for it, to move the ball down the field and kick field goals, you're going to win a lot of games, especially if you got all your money into quarterback and wide receiver. Between those two guys, it's a lot of money, 17 and 12. So give them more opportunities. So if they give you a phone call and say, we would like for you to score more points, would you like Le'Veon Bell? The Packers say yes and give them anything they want. Because the defense ain't going to get no better, score more points.
They got to find some way to add a pass, an edge rusher.
Anybody.
Whatever.
One time he stood by that so long, don't forget what you're going to say. One time he stood by that so long, Rami, he went to his third option, and he was like, both of them open. I don't know what to do. Wasn't that supposed to be Nick Perry, though? He's supposed to be an edge rusher.
Yes.
Kyle Fackrell.
Now you're going to get Sparky all worked up again.
You know what I'm saying? These are the guys that they kept, so these are guys you have to depend on.
whatever assets they're willing to give up, whether it be draft picks in a trade or money for a contract, to me, it's got
to
go to the pass rush.
Well, and that, Khalil Mack,
that was exactly my point when I was talking about Earl Thomas with Bart on Friday. If you have assets that you're willing to give away, if you have money under the salary cap, if you have draft picks, it's got to go to getting a pass rusher. You don't need to be improving on things that are already either acceptable or good on your roster. Yeah. The Packers running game is good enough right now.
Packers, but it ain't scoring though. They need
the Packers safety play is okay. It's good enough.
It's okay. It's horrible.
It's not as bad as their pass rush.
But I'm just saying the safety play. Horrible. Well, what if that position ain't available? It's not available. We let that guy go to Chicago. Yeah.
Golden parachute was right there and you blew
it. So let's move on to another position then. Safety. Running back, I don't care.
Let's go to Carl on the south side. That's where we should go. Carl, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Carl.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's going on?
Listen, Rami, I don't know what you're talking about, but, man, listen. We, like Leroy said, we dropped the ball when we didn't get Khalil Mack. Now we need to move on. To move on are the next two key positions that I think will put us up in championship contention. That would be at running back with Le'Veon Bell and then with Earl Thomas. And if we can't get Earl Thomas, we need to get Eric Reed. High Clinton Dix, his tackling is poor. I mean, I've never seen a worse tackler at safety in my life. And I was really big on him. And granted, his interception, his route running, his play recognition is amazing. But, man, this guy's tackling in open field and just lining up right in front of the running back is terrible. Mike McCarthy's play calling as well has been just disgusting. I don't know what his scheme is. He has me lost. It's almost like he's reverted to being a first-year coach. It's almost like he's scared to pull the trigger. We got Aaron Rodgers back there, all right? So put him with Le'Veon Bell because he can't make up his mind if he wants a wide receiver at running back, which was, I thought, an experiment that is clearly went on too long. Then you want to let Williams run, you know, for more than 10 carries. Aaron Jones came in, gave us a little bit of spark of energy, and then you pull him. Mike McCarthy literally has lost the team. And if he hasn't lost the team, he's lost the fan base. I'm really getting upset with the front office, the fact that they refuse, and I mean refuse, to actually go ahead and trade for players or even sign players that they know we need. What is going on in Green Bay that they do not want to listen to the people that I thought ran the team?
No, they don't run the team.
This is beyond me.
No, you all don't run the team. You've never run the team. I don't know why you think you run the team. Come on, man. You're the suckers that paid all that money for those stupid pieces of paper that mean nothing but a meeting that you get that they don't listen to yet anyhow.
That's not true.
Dumb.
That's not true.
Anyways,
don't listen to that.
That's essentially true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Let's get back to what he just said.
That's why our stadium is the nicest, because of you people. Thank you.
You could say that about Ted.
That's true.
You could say that about Ted, but you can't say that about this general manager. This general manager was pretty damn active this offseason, I'd say. Wouldn't you say so? Wouldn't you say he was pretty active overall? He made the trade in the draft, got himself another number one draft choice for next year. He went out there, got Jimmy Graham. He got Muhammad Wilkerson. He was active this offseason making moves trying to help this team. Now, is it going to be enough? No, it doesn't look that way. As far as McCarthy goes, you're probably going to get your wish. He's probably gone after this year. Been saying it before the season started, before training camp started. You gave the man a one-year extension so he's not a lame dunk. That's the only reason. Otherwise, if they believed in him, he would have had a five-year extension and he would have been locked in. He's not, because they don't buy him. So, he's probably gone after this year, then y'all going to get your wish. But I'm just going to remind you something. Y'all wish Tom Capers was gone because it was going to
be much better.
What you wish for. And guess what? They still stink. So now you're going, it'll be so much better if we get rid of McCarthy and then Joe Philbin's the coach. Okay.
Jeff Orlowski leading that team.
Okay. So when Joe Philbin's the coach, we'll see how much better it's going to be. Because I don't think they're going to go far out of house to make the next head coach. Because it's going to have to be somebody that Aaron Rodgers trusts in and believes in going forward. That's why I think it's going to be Joe Philbin replacing Mike McCarthy when this is all said and done.
I tell you who I trust in and believe in. That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer when he talks about Wendy's.
Dang right.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's New Harvest Chicken Salad has all of the comforting flavors of fall with a lighter touch. The salad includes red and green apples, brown sugary walnuts, applewood smoked bacon, and freshly grilled chicken.
Because he's weird.
All topped with an apple cider vinaigrette. Savory, sweet, and full of flavor. The Harvest Chicken Salad is a perfect, fast, fresh-made meal for fall at participating Wendy's for a limited time. I told you, I told you, I told you that Wendy's 50-cent Frosty for was limited time, and it was, because now it's gone and you missed it. Way to go.
You also told Craig Council to go with Johnny Holstaff.
But I told Craig Council how to do it the correct way.
Oh, he didn't do it right?
Clearly not.
We'll discuss right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. He's in rare form today. I like it. It is time for the spark of the game. For that, I turn to the spark of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What was the spark of the game in yesterday's 31-17 loss to the Redskins?
I think there was numerous ones that you could look at, but for me, it was the first drive of the game for the Redskins setting the tone for the rest of the game. That one big play kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. That was it. They scored on four plays. They went the distance. Four plays. That, to me, that was it. I mean, you can go look at Clay Matthews, but I don't think the game really changed all that much after that. There's other things you can look at, but for me, it was more about the defense and getting its heart ripped out right off the beginning of the game. And I just think that put him in a bad, bad place to start off.
So there is your spark of the game every Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday here music? On the Wendy's Big Show.
Why don't we have music for him and a nice setup?
We did. Didn't hear it?
No, play it again.
All right.
What play lit up the crowd? Let's get yesterday's spark of the game.
No.
Powered by Current Electric.
No.
Innovative lighting solutions since 1983.
Exactly. What are you
Go
looking
to currentelectricco.com.
I heard that.
Fireworks?
Yes. This is the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I heard all that voiceover stuff, and sponsor stuff. I'm looking for something big, man.
I don't know exactly what he wants.
The spark of the game, man.
Okay, well,
let me do this, Steve. You stay out of it.
We'll look into it.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. We shall work on that.
No, I don't want you to do it, because I know you're going to do too many jokes. If you're a stand-up, you're going to get all out of it. No, nope, don't you do it. You oversee it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay out of it then. Yeah. Nothing will probably happen, but I'll stay out of it. That's cool. Sparky, speaking of sparks of the game, a spark for the Brewers maybe tonight, going with Johnny Holstaff. Craig Council pulling Chase Anderson out of the rotation.
I thought Jennings was going to start.
Dan Jennings is going to start.
Yeah. Oh. So those of you that told me, Chase should be the number three guy in the rotation, guess what? That's not a good look right now that he can't pitch this game. It's not a good look. Yeah. The Council said, you know, instead of pitching you, Chase, I'm going to go with bullpen guys instead. Not a good look to think Chase is going to be in this playoff rotation if he don't even trust him in a game at St. Louis. Am I wrong?
No, probably not. That was the first thought that ran through my head. If Craig Council doesn't trust Chase Anderson now, he most certainly won't trust him in the postseason.
It's a healthy scratch, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So he listened to me at this part of it. Now, this was my idea for the wild card game where it's one game situation. Instead of wasting somebody, start Peralta, who can give you three innings, then go to your next guy. All you want to do is get every pitcher to go once through the lineup. That's it.
I don't know if you should even expect Dan Jennings to get once through the lineup.
I didn't ask Dan Jennings to be the starter. I asked for Freddy
Peralta.
Oh,
so that's your beef with this. Okay.
Or Corbin Burns. Give me somebody that can give me three innings. Burns would have worked. Peralta would have worked. Hell, Hader would have worked. Give me somebody that can get through
towards the end.
And they probably will. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I need somebody that can get me three innings to start. I don't know if Dan Jennings can get me three innings. I don't know if Dan Jennings can get me two innings at this point.
He's going to have to.
I'm fine. Like, I don't mind the concept. But you're
Adam McKelvey said they were going to do this. He said this 2 months ago.
Right. You're starting, though, with a guy I don't know that's going to give you three innings. That's my issue. And because of days off and everything else, Peralta probably can't pitch or whatever the deal may be, you're stuck now with Dan Jennings.
Also,
Seth said something about that, too, a while ago, too.
If I'm not mistaken, the leadoff man is a lefty, and then the rest of the lineup is righties. For the Cardinals tonight.
Don't ask me, man.
And Dan Jennings.
I don't know.
Is a lefty.
I don't know.
I don't like this. I didn't like this idea when I first read it.
You really want them to beat the Cardinals.
I really, really do. I want the Cardinals.
Done.
Dead and done. ASAP. Yeah. I want the Cardinals
to. They've been Brewer killers for a while.
And it looks like they're going to get that second wild card, although I wouldn't count out the Colorado Rockies.
Not yet. They got Trevor Story back tonight.
Good.
He's missed five games.
I want the Cardinals to be done with. I want them exterminated from the playoff picture.
And you know what, though? You remember the bullpen ran out of gas last year? And I think now letting these guys go first, the Chase Andersons of the world, they can finish up towards the end. If you need them, you know, maybe the last series against Detroit or somebody, throw them in there, and you could, I think, just work out great.
I don't like it.
You got a fresh guy sitting there, you know. I'd say save him.
I don't like it at all.
It's just more rest.
Not even a little bit. I didn't like the idea already, and then when I saw that it was Dan Jennings getting the start, I liked
these kind of hunches.
I liked it even less, and then when I saw the Cardinals lineup stacked with righties, I was like, what the hell is going on? Why? Why Dan Jennings? So like, I'm with Sparky on this one.
I don't mind the concept if you got a guy starting that can do it. Now, I get it. Peralta's first innings aren't the best. Chase Anderson's first innings aren't the best. Let's see what this thing looks like. Because if Jennings gives you one, if the plan is, okay, Jennings is going to get me through one, then I'm going to go to another pitcher to start the second. That's what I want to see. Like, how many guys is he planning on running out there tonight?
I was wondering the same exact thing.
Is he thinking like seven guys are going to play tonight? You're laughing, but I'm telling you.
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
He can, whoever hot, ride him. If somebody's giving up, hook.
Quick.
Quick. I'll let you. Next. Who else we got?
With these expanded
Matter
rosters.
Matter of fact, get them all warming up, Steve.
With these expanded rosters, though, Leroy, you can go seven pitchers coming out of the bullpen or whatever the case may be.
It'll be crowded. Hey, dude, I got to throw, too. He's got to warm it up. I got to get warm, too. But if the lefty-righty thing, then it's a hunch. But if they knock him out of the park, then hey, it didn't work.
I mean, yesterday they threw five guys yesterday. Boy, Matt Albers sure does stink, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's done
hey,
for.
Be nice.
That guy, you can't have him on your postseason roster. Corey, I was looking at some of the numbers for Matt Albers recently today.
Corey Knebel, though.
It has not been pretty.
Corey Knebel could be huge for this team in the postseason if he pitches
could.
Well.
That could be a nice little boost for that bullpen.
Hey, all they got to nice do is follow jolt. Me. Just follow me. Here's some symptoms if, you know, the team needs to come down to mentality. Here's some symptoms. Say that one for me.
Symptoms.
Yeah. Depression, lack of energy, lowered libido. Not low, when it's lowered. Poor sleep. But every man gets up 3 o'clock to go to the bathroom. I ain't talking about that one. I'm talking about after that, you just can't sleep. Weight gain. If you're a little bit, you want to cut down some weight and you want to start working out. If you go to the Y or the gym or whatever and you play one game and you're tired. If you're a guy like me, you're 50 years old and got a 7-year-old and you have chase him around, help him with his homework, talk to the teenagers, and keep up with them as if you're in your 20s. I have the place for you. Now, what can LowTUSA.com mentality do for you? They can increase your energy, your strength, your stamina, your libido, and your sex drive. If you're any guy out there and you really want to feel like you feel in your 20s, now's the time. I would not wait any longer. I would take my wife, significant other with you. You sit down with a board certified, say it again, Rami.
Physician.
Yeah. You sit down with what Rami said, and you go over your charts. I didn't know what vitamin D was. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was something on Monopoly board. It's like, I didn't know you need it. I didn't know that my platelets were low. I didn't know that a lot of things until I sat down with somebody to go over everything, and they take insurance. You're free. The first consultation is free. Just go online, LowTUSA.com, and tell them Leroy Butler sent you, and they'll get you started.
We'll get you the latest on the Packers injury report and wrap up in Aurora Healthcare. Greeting
they got
Gold
a lot
Monday.
Of people on there.
Right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah, the Packers suffering more than a loss in that game yesterday in Washington, D.C. Brian Bulaga exited early with a back injury. Justin McCray, the offensive guard, he left with a shoulder injury that's apparently been a problem for a while. Just the pain became too much for him to push through. Nick Perry, he's got a concussion. You're going to have to follow his status throughout the week, see if he passes protocol and is available next week. And the most serious of those injuries, Muhammad Wilkerson, the Packers defensive lineman, he was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance yesterday after leaving the game, underwent surgery, and actually stayed back in Washington, D.C., was not able to make the trip with his teammates back here to Green Bay. So there is your injury report after the Packers' 31-17 loss to the Redskins yesterday in Washington, D.C. here on a Green and Gold Monday. Coming up at 6 o'clock here on The Fan, it's the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Bill Michaels joined by Aaron Jones, Packers running back. That's coming up at 6 o'clock this evening. And after the last pitch between the Brewers and the Cardinals, you make the switch to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball post-game show. I just saw a tweet come across my timeline, and now I just lost it. But it was a note from yesterday's Bears-Cardinals game. And I don't know how much of that you guys had a chance to watch, but David Johnson was pretty much a non-factor in that game. Even when things were going well for the Cardinals, David Johnson was a non-factor in that game, and he wasn't even on the field late in the second and for much of the third quarter, and he was asked why today, and he said it was because he missed a blocking assignment, and his running backs coach talked to him about it after the game.
See?
After the game, the only good thing that you got going on your offense.
Yep, got a block in Arizona, otherwise you can't play.
He makes a mistake.
Crap.
He misses a block, and instead of Leroy, you coach, right? Not on the NFL level, but you coach. If one of your guys makes a mistake like that, and he's one of your best players, if not your best player, and the only thing you got working for you on that side of the ball, don't you sit him down during the game and go, hey, man, you missed this. We can't have that. Now get back in there, right?
I don't even bring it up to after the game in the meeting. Not if he's that superstar level. That's the platinum player. I'd say, well, why is Sam Bradford our quarterback?
Exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah. Now you got the other guy starting, but why? I don't. Some of these coaches sometimes they get set in their ways. They're trying to make examples out of the stars. I don't get that. That is embarrassing. That really is. Especially with a defense like that, you need a guy like throw him the football, let him run the football.
Ben Fennell.
Some people took him high too in fantasy.
Oh yeah, like top three, top five.
Yes.
Most, I think in most drafts, he probably went somewhere in the top five. Ben Fennell said on Friday, and Leroy, you hadn't joined us yet, so I wanted your thoughts on this because we were talking about Aaron Jones and not being able to block.
Yep.
And we asked Ben Fennell about that and how much blocking should affect the playing time of a running back, et cetera, et cetera. And Ben said, who, by the way, go in the film room with him at theathletic.com.
Really, really good.
Really good at it. He said he thinks blocking is overrated for a running back, especially when you have a guy like an Alvin Kamara or an Aaron Jones type or a David Johnson type who is able to catch the ball out of the backfield, send him out on a route, on a dummy route, if nothing else, make somebody follow him, and that's one less guy that needs to be blocked. You're essentially blocking that guy by having that running back run the route and make somebody follow him.
Yeah, because the linebacker has to follow him. But if you put him in backfield, they're going to blitz him. So he's exactly right. Do something with him. Create a matchup. And that's why people, you know, want certain tight ends to block. Listen, Shannon Sharpe wanted to go out. He didn't want to block, but he was a good blocker. But you create opportunities for guys. If he's good at running the ball, put him in there and run the ball.
Yeah, it's right here. Darren Urban from Cards Chatter on Twitter. David Johnson said the reason he wasn't on the field on the late third and
That's
two was because he missed a blitz pickup on second down. He was brought out to discuss the matter with running back coach Kirby Wilson.
Kirby Wilson.
Late in the game.
Stop it, Kirby.
You're out of line,
he'll get
Kirby.
He'll get fired anyway. Who cares?
Thanks to our guy, that Gary Ellerson. Awful. For joining us. Follow his rehab journey on Instagram, on Facebook. Gary likes posting pictures and videos of his grotesque knee his rehab process.
No, send him your healthy knee and say, aha. That's what I would do.
Also, thanks to Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. If you missed that or anything on today's show, check out Fan On Demand at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Like I said, Lodge Kohler kickoff coming up next. Bill Michaels joined by Aaron Jones. After the last pitch between the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight, you make the switch to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show presented by Admirals Hockey. Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt, hopefully talking about a Brewers win with you. Tomorrow, Bob McGinn joins us at 2:48, Seth Everett, 3:35, David Bakhtiari at 4:35, and Mike Clemens at 5:35. For Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Ryan Horvat, intern Mother Plucker, I'm Rami saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.